Well, you know what that sound means, folks. You are tuned in to Everything Under the Sun, the Soper Sun's weekly radio program, right here on KDNK, the best radio station in the world. I'm your host, James Steinler, and I'm joined by my co-host.
I'm Arthur.
Thanks for being here, Arthur. You're becoming a regular voice on Everything Under the Sun. We're so grateful. If you haven't already, you could find yourself a fresh issue of the Soper Sun at a yellow newsstand near you. You could also find it online at SoperSun.com. It's a good paper. But this week on Everything Under the Sun, we're going to be highlighting one of everyone's favorite events of the year coming up at the beginning of October with some changes, but that same old tradition, the Carbondale Annual Potato Days. And this year we'll be celebrating for the 116th time. That's pretty cool. So we have Cade Gianetti in the studio. How are you, Cade?
Doing great, man. So happy to be here.
We're so grateful to have you here. And we also have, and you have lots of history at Potato Days. I'm kind of guessing that you might not even remember your first Potato Day.
I was trying to think about my earliest memory, but always participating in the parade and being on floats and helping out at the pits. So yeah, some deep, deep core memories of Carbondale Potato Days.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I kind of want to get to a couple of those, but I want to introduce our other guest. We have Carly Bolliger.
Bolliger, close enough.
Thank you. We went over this just before we came in the studio, and Carly's with Aspen Valley Land Trust. How are you, Carly?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here. In great company.
Yeah, well, we're so glad to have you, and thank you for making the company even greater. And Carly, have you been to Potato Day before?
You know, I hate to admit this, especially with Cade to my right here, but I have not been to a Potato Day. I have driven past it and been pretty blown away, but typically Aspen Valley Land Trust has been hosting the Party in the Pasture for the past few years, and so I've been busy pre-event work, planning, running around lots. So I'm really, really excited this year to actually get to participate and see what it's all about and have me some cowboy coffee and,
oh yeah,
Gianetti baked potato.
That's awesome. I've had the honor of serving up cowboy coffee for the last few years, so I'll be happy to provide you with
the more grits the better. Yeah. You know, slop it up.
Myself and John Williams is with the he's big with the in the kind of in the historical preservation side of things. He's actually was recently reappointed to the Carbondale Historical Preservation Commission. And yeah, he always likes helping out too, and he makes me laugh a lot, so that's fun. Well, that's cool. And so that event, Party in the Pasture, is typically coincided with Potato Day.
Yeah, we have been scheduling at the same weekend as Potato Day as a nod to Aspen Valley Land Trust and Kaufman Ranch's role in the agricultural culture and history of Carbondale. And so this year we are looking to take a step back from that big party format to something a little more meaningful, and especially as we gear up some facility renovations at the ranch, have an opportunity to meet the community where they're at a little bit more and still really support the honoring and celebrating of that great agricultural culture and heritage in a different way, but continuing to be a part with the town and with so many great organizations that have supported it so far to the past.
Awesome. So cool. And, you know, and the Kaufman Ranch, where Aspen Valley Land Trust is based, or, you know, has a history with Potato Days. I was actually looking on your website today, and Rex Kaufman, there's a photo of him riding in the Potato Day parade. So certainly seems relevant. And then, and you're not alone, because my understanding is Arthur has also not been to a Potato Day.
Sadly, I have not, but I am planning on going this year, so I'm really excited for it. I do want to know, though, what Where did this all originate from? What's the history behind Potato Days, and how did it get to where it is now?
So this valley, the Roaring Fork Valley, was settled by a lot of families from northwest Italy, Valle d'Aosta. So my family, the Gianettis, the Cerises, the Tanazis, the Jammerones, on and on. There's, I think, over 50 families that still have a presence that came over in the early 1900s. They primarily came over for jobs in coal mines, Leadville Coal Basin. And through that, they brought the ability to farm and homestead. And in that time period, there was a huge potato farming movement in the valley and in the North Fork as well, all in Colorado. McClure Pass is named after the man who...
Thomas
McClure. And this hardy redskin potato that this valley was really known for. You could find the McClure potato on New York City menus in the 1920s.
That's amazing.
So it was a cash crop. It was something to be really proud of. Mm-hmm. And for that, they formed the Harvest Festival at the end of the year and called it Potato Days. Mm-hmm. And that first festival started in 1909.
1909.
So yeah, big business during World War II, needing a little hardier potato to ship mm-hmm. overseas.
Yeah,
that's when Idaho and the Burbank russet really took over, and that's where Idaho stole our potato glory.
Oh man, yeah, they are known for their potatoes in Idaho.
Yep. Yeah,
yeah. But it's definitely has its history here in the farming community. And all the potato sacks used to be stored at in the basement of the Dinkle building, I believe, and then brought up on the lift, which is still in the back of Bonfire, and then loaded on the train to go to places like New York to be on, you know.
Yeah, the potato commission or their cohort, I forget the actual name, but it's where the liquor store on Main Street is. So that building, and there was a few scattered across the Western Slope, and they have, and some of them have these huge bank safes, because the amount of money that they're going through was over, they said, the Montrose location for was $250,000 a month.
Wow.
Back then, that was going through from just potatoes leaving the North Fork and Roaring Fork Valley, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah, that is so incredible. And then before we came in, we were also talking about Eugene Grubb, who of course wrote the book, The Potato, and said that Carbondale was one of the best climates and soils to, grow potatoes.
Yeah. I'm going to have to admit I've held the book. I haven't read it though.
We just talked about that before coming in here as well. And same here. I haven't read it either, but I have held it. Copy.
I felt its power.
Well, it's so cool. And yeah, the history, you know, it goes back with your family, Cade, and I know your grandfather, Ernie, who was such a pivotal figure for Potato Days for so long, and he just passed away. And my condolences, but yeah, it seems like it'll be a year to honor his memory.
Ernie put a ton of energy into not just Potato Days, but the community as a whole. So, it'll be a special year.
Yeah. I remember actually interviewing him 3 or 4 years ago ahead of Potato Day. And it was over the phone, and I was like frantically trying to get a hold of him from the studio. And I think he just had spaced our interview but then I finally tracked him down. I called him several times, and he was filling up his tank at a co-op. Yeah. He's like, oh yeah. And then we still did the interview. It was great.
Yeah. So yeah, Ernie, put so much energy in. And, I think as these later years, just his character, you know, he'd always show up and, there was always something wrong, and you had to fix something and do it. But the energy of always just being there, being supportive, and always pushing to make stuff better was really cool.
Yeah, really awesome. Well, and at Potato Days, and probably increasingly so, but even back in the day, it's a lot of work goes into it, and particularly today, a lot of organizing. And I know, like, the Sopra Sun has been part of that committee in years past, and it's happy to still be. And several other organizations, including KAD&K, Aspen Valley Land Trust now.
Carbondale Rotary, the library, Carbondale Montessori Schools. It's a really solid group. The town, the Parks and Rec Department with those guys. So really collaborative group. And really excited for the changes that are coming for this year's Potato Days of what the committee has decided. And adding Aspen Valley Land Trust as a foundational partner is really great. You know, having more cohesive events and partnerships within conservation, agriculture, and the community at large is just it's what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, and it seems like you guys, like, and Kat, remind me of Kat's last name?
Hardy.
Kat Hardy have really stepped up, too, to kind of alleviate some of the pressure that, the town and the Parks and Rec Department in particular and Eric Brindlinger have, because they've really, like, had most of the weight, I feel like, on their shoulders in years past.
Yeah, it has really been a bootstrapped event for a long time. Before the town took it over, it was individual sororities. Would donate the proceeds to different scholarships. Mm-hmm. And 5 years ago, the town assumed the event, created the committee, and we sort of had been running it the same way, you know, just like scrappy, small budget.
Yeah,
everybody's
totally.
putting effort in. And at the end of last year, I looked at Eric and I was like, is this sustainable? Like, the town's growing with the pool rec department, and like Carbondale's just grown up a little bit, and, mm-hmm. and Parks and Rec has more to do. And he's like, man, we need to figure something out. So we put our heads together and decided to create a Potato Days production fund where the Historical Society would raise money for just the production and money needed to put on the festival. Mm. So we've been doing that for just over a year, I'd say, and have been successful. And we have a good little pot for future events, and hopefully we get it to another 100 years. And what that freed up is our yearly sponsorships, our ticket sales, all the revenue that comes from the parade, farmers market, everything now is positioned to be a vehicle for change. So all the proceeds will get donated to a rotating different nonprofit that's focused around agriculture. Individual farms can apply. Community projects is really open to just anything that's ag plus community. Mm. And this year's recipient is Seed Peace. So really excited to be raising money for those guys this year.
Yeah, that is so wonderful. And of course, that's Casey Piscuras, where he started Seed Peace, and then of course he sadly took his life. And now it's turned into a nonprofit to benefit farmers, and specifically for mental health.
Yeah, so Wild Mountain Seeds and their farming component is still going. So they still have their CSA. They're still breeding seeds for high elevation.
Great.
And Bob and Gina Piscura are starting their Farmer Strong program, which is just that. It's incentivizing. It's giving access to farmers, people in the ag community, access to healthcare, massages, mental health. You name it, they're thinking about services and ways to provide that for our farm community, which is something that's really needed and a vital piece in us growing our ag community and supporting them in a real way. So, very, very excited to be supporting these guys.
That's so cool. And it kind of goes back to, I saw something actually on Aspen Valley Land Trust's website and about the pre-potato event that I want to get to, but it said that first held in 1909, the Carbondale Potato Days, was to honor and support local potato farmers. So it just seems so fitting that now there will be this fund that will be from the celebration that will do just that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's so cool. For our listeners, you're tuned into Everything Under the Sun, the Soper Sun's weekly radio program here on KDNK, and we are speaking with Potato Days organizers ahead of the event coming up the first week in October. Can you kind of tell me a little bit, Carly, about the partnership between AVLT, Aspen Valley Land Trust, and Potato Days?
Yeah, as Cade mentioned, Aspen Valley Land Trust is a foundational partner to Potato Days this year. So we are helping with some fiscal sponsorship as well as other general support, hopefully to promote it a little bit and really get it up to that sustainable model as Cade was describing. And so we're really just happy to be a part of this. I think Carbondale, along with a lot of different towns in the valley and beyond, really love events. I think it's a very special nonprofit thing that we do. We love to plan and execute events to get people into the door, learn a bit about us. And so we've been in kind of a growth model for a while, and we're able to take a step back this year and assess, like, what is our strategy? What is our end goal here? And while we love getting people out to Kaufman Ranch and plan to continue that, it was a good opportunity with Cade's leadership to really assess a historic, existing, beloved event and just make sure that we're not spreading ourselves thin, but really investing in something that we really care about. And so it just is a really good partnership. It's such great mission alignment. And agriculture is in our mission. It's something that we really, really care about preserving and continuing to support. That's a big part of what the conservation that we do helps, is keep working lands working. Mm. And so while we are going to be at the Potato Days in town at Soper's Park, we also are inviting people out to do a short, just really casual walk in the morning. So we're calling it pre-tato.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Also, I have to tell you, just a little humble brag here, not so humble, but I did come up with that. That was not ChatGPT.
Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah.
That is something to be proud about.
In our line of work.
Thank you. Thank you. So we are inviting people before the park festivities really take off to come out to Kaufman Ranch. Biking is always strongly encouraged. We'll do a walk out to the river. And then we're going to share a bit about the plans that we do have for Kaufman Ranch. As I said, things are gearing up a bit and we're investing in the infrastructure. So if you're interested in learning more about it, you can check out our website. But it's just a nice complement to all the other great activities that are going to be happening at Potato Days.
That's great. And yeah, that website, and for people who specifically want to know about the pre-potato walk, is avlt.org/ guessed it, potato.
It's such a beautiful property, and to have the opportunity to walk down to the river and just be out there on Kaufman Ranch is so special. So I really hope a lot of people take advantage to get out there and get their pre-potato on.
Absolutely. Well, and like you mentioned, people biking out there, because they could just use the Rio Grande bike path and take them right by.
Yep. And then it's 8 a.m. to 9:30, and the goal is that people will have enough time to bike back and catch the parade.
Okay, perfect.
And the pancake breakfast right before that, too. So
yeah, if you want to get started real early.
Yeah, get a little exercise in, make some room for a pancake. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, and the parade's right after.
That's great.
What are what are all the events that are going to happen? Like, what can people going into this year expect from Potato Days?
Yeah, so the pre-potato,
walk
around Kaufman,
of course.
Get to check out the amazing property, hear AVLT's plans for the future there that are coming soon, which is really exciting. We'll have the Rotary Throws a Pancake Breakfast in Chaco's Park.
And some of them are potato pancakes.
They are. Yeah. There's some potato pancakes, of course.
Of course.
And then we'll have our parade this year, and our theme is...
I want to do a drum roll, but I can't. Sorry.
the great Spudsby, based off of the Roaring Twenties and the anniversary of the Great Gatsby.
Yeah, nice. And great spelled like a potato grater, G-R-A-T-E.
Clever,
all the puns. So that'll be really fun. So people can get dressed up. Businesses, schools will be in the parade. We do have a fun new event that we're adding to the end of the parade. It's our tractor pull.
That's it's old school. I love it. It's kind of bringing it back.
We're flipping it on its head too, because usually tractor pulls, the tractor's trying to pull something crazy heavy.
Wow.
And in our event, the humans will be pulling the heavy tractor. So it's going to be TBD on who's pulling the tractors, but I think it's going to be maybe firefighters versus policemen this year. I still have to ask. So I'm asking them via radio.
I know that. I know that was missed at the Mountain Fair this year. So that'd be cool.
Yeah. So that's the goal. Add a little camaraderie and a little competition to to the end of the parade, and then after the parade, everybody can come to the park. We'll have the barbecue starting at 11:30. We have the cowboy coffee rolling, I think, as soon as 9 or a little earlier.
Yeah. Usually people are ready by like 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
But usually about 9 when it's ready.
You got to taste it through the stages. You know?
Yeah. I get to do that. Yeah. I let other people as well.
this year we're continuing. We're going to have the Harvest Bar. So Mountain Heart Brewery, Woody Creek Distillery, Aquila Cellars. We'll have a beautiful little bar set up for some alcoholic beverages. We'll have some NA beverages as well. The farmer's market is sort of rolling from 9 until 2, I believe, or 3. And this year, really excited to announce that the Contra Dance is going to happen we'll start right at the end of the regular music programming in the park, which will be an awesome event, really fun. Interactive, and if you haven't done a experience or been a part of a Contra Dance, it's like the quintessential like community building thing. Like, it just disarms everybody. You gotta mix up partners. The caller's out there making you do all these fun silly dances, and it's amazing. It's a really good time.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And then the next day is the youth gymkhana.
Yep, Sunday out at the rodeo grounds, we'll have youth gymkhana, which back in the day was called the Bareback Bonanza.
I remember. That was so much fun.
Was quite wild. I don't think insurance-wise we can do that anymore. But.
No, I don't think so either. I remember the dollar bill race, though, and you'd have to like race bareback with a dollar bill between your leg and the horse and try to keep it under there.
Wild cow milking contest.
Yeah, those ones were crazy.
Yeah,
the grease pig.
So
the show goes by really quick, you guys. We only have like 5 minutes left. So if we want to get to some closing thoughts, I think particularly how people might get involved, and
So we will have advertising coming out in the local paper. We'll have flyers around with a QR code to be able to purchase your ticket for the barbecue. We'll be promoting through all our partners. I do really want to just call out Aspen Valley Land Trust as our first foundational partner to step up and see the vision of what Potato Days is. Not already what it holds, but what it could. So thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Happy to be involved.
Yeah, and I echo that. Thank you.
Yeah. So, more information coming. You should see flyers, information, emails. We're starting to blast everything out. So
awesome. You'll see an article coming out in the Soapbridge Sun as well, with also opportunities to participate. Of course, and I do also just want to mention before moving on from the feast, as always, the feast is sourced from local farmers, local ranchers.
Yep, all local from this valley or the North Fork, using our local food systems and chains, and it's going to be delicious.
Cool. A couple things, if people do want to participate in the parade, they can go to tinyurl.com/potato parade. You could also email Tracy at the Carbondale Library at tkalassy, that's K-A-L-L-A-S-S-Y, at gcpld.org. And also, there's volunteer opportunities if you want to get involved and volunteer. I know the SOPRA Sun Board always likes to help serve lunch, but you could... And I think just for general inquiries, email potatodays@carbondalehistory.org.
Yep. We do have a Facebook page now for event.
So cool. That,
you can find us on Facebook.
Okay, cool. Carbondale Potato Days?
I believe so.
Okay, cool. I'll search for that. Well, thank you both so much. Any final thoughts before we let you go?
No, we're just really happy to be involved. And anytime you have a potato themed party, I'll be there. So really excited.
Perfect.
Yep. Once a year, first Saturday in October.
Yeah, you can always pencil it in. That's the nice thing. You always know when it will be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you both so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for stepping up and really helping take this event into its next iteration and helping it grow with the community. And of course, I think for supporting our local growers and our farmers and taking the opportunity to do that through this beloved traditional Carbondale event.
Yeah. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. Thank you guys.
Just because we do have another less than a minute left, I'll leave everyone with the Eugene Grubb quote. Again, Eugene Grubb wrote The Potato. The Roaring Fork Valley and Crystal River Valley section of Colorado is as nearly perfect in soil condition as can be found, and the potatoes grown there are not excelled anywhere in the world and are equaled in but a few places. Eugene Grubb. Thanks for staying tuned, and have a lovely potato day, even though it's next month. Happy early potato days, Carbondale, Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. Thanks for staying tuned.
Thank you.